Welcome to On Mission, a podcast from the Catholic Apostolate Center. Today we are joined by Father Frank, Chris, Elise, and Tyler, and they are discussing holiness.
The Second Vatican Council, which really, that was the first time that the Church had ever really taught that particularly you folk could be holy.
What a concept.
When you think about it, it was until the 1960s, in terms of official church teaching, that everybody is called to holiness, the universal call to holiness. There's that wonderful relief in the back of the basilica with the Holy Spirit. And
John Paul II, Mother Teresa,
but everybody else, you know, kind of on their way.
So for those that might not be familiar with the universal call to holiness, prior to that, who was called to holiness?
Well, often, and you still have this today. In fact, in Gaudete et Exultate, that's why it's so surprising to me to have Pope Francis have to say again, it's not just priests and religious. Wow. Now, it was certainly a concept that was there in spirituality. St. Francis de Sales, in the Introduction to the Devout Life, that was written for everybody. But the understanding was monks and cloistered nuns, holiest. Then you kind of get those other religious. Then the apostolic missionary communities. Then diocesan priests. And then maybe lay people. But it was a maybe. Because it was not necessarily the call for everyone, that it could happen, but there weren't necessarily a lot of, when you look at the saints, we see more of married saints, you know, saints who were married, or a husband and wife and so forth. Usually it was the wife had become a nun, you know, the became a widow and then became a nun, or somebody had become a priest, and so therefore that was the path to holiness. And I don't think it was necessarily purposeful. It was just that there was this belief that, well, these people are holy. Those separated out were holy. And we have the sacraments, and everyone has the sacraments. But in terms of holiness in daily life, I just simply struggle on this side of life. And then I hope for salvation. That wasn't necessarily a call for everyone. And the Second Vatican Council said no. In Lumen Gentium. That everybody's called to holiness. And here we are 50 years later. And Pope Francis, in Gaudete et Exultate, is saying, we are. And here's some of the ways how. Because I think that's where sometimes people get stopped, is how to go about that.
Well, it makes sense. You see the lady sometimes say, like, well, I don't pray every day, like, Father. Or you get a priest at a local party or a barbecue, and everyone's like, oh, I got to be good. Father's here.
They go to barbecues?
And priests are normal people.
Wow.
Yeah,
who knew? Yeah, we wear that relaxed look, though. You know, you take the at least I do, like black pants, black shoes, black socks, and like a polo shirt or something.
But the 20th century has been, the church is still changing. People realizing that, like, everything I do can be for the greater glory of God. Like, even like a lay person brushing their teeth in the morning or getting their child on the school bus or folding laundry or doing their job in the secular world. Like, all of these things we can do. And we can sanctify our daily lives. We don't have to be a priest praying the liturgy of the hours.
Mm-hmm.
Pope Francis, when he spoke at the joint session of Congress, kind of pointed out some of that too, that the men and women who are striving each day to do an honest day's work, the elderly people who volunteer and have this opportunity to expend their wisdom on others, it's a good, you know, it reminds us that whatever it is that we are doing, whether we feel like it's contributing to this idea of holiness, it is, and it can be, and it's a matter of what you make it, if you're doing it in the right way, or if you're moving in that direction.
So it's important to do things in the right way, right? That's what you said? Because you can be virtuous but not be holy, right?
Yes, and that's why he has a whole section on the Beatitudes, that the and really the commandment of love God and love neighbor.
Sure.
He talks about small gestures. Right after he talks about small gestures, he gets into the whole thing about gossip.
Yeah.
And about not and about that if you choose to hold your tongue, that's moving you on the path of holiness. Wow, you know, how many times is that just something that every one of us in whatever our situation is, you know, the office gossip, the school gossip, the clerical gossip, the this, that, church gossip, is that that's just so such a part of things. And he uses that example fairly often, but it's, and he often has used it among about priests and religious, you know, how that damaging that can be not only to them, to each other, but to the faithful. But the small things, really, or what he calls small gestures, lead us toward holiness. It's not just one big thing, which I think sometimes that we start to believe, you know, that it has to be big,
a huge grand thing. Gesture.
Yeah, something really grand.
And Pope Francis talks about how a lot of people say, well, like, I want to be holy like this person, but we're each called to holiness in our own unique way. There are a lot of saints that we can look to for examples of how to be holy, but leaving my life and moving to India and living amongst the poor, like Mother Teresa, may not be exactly how I'm called to live out the corporal works of mercy in my life today. So looking to that for inspiration, but having the confidence to be okay with doing what you're called to do now for holiness in your own way.
Yeah, Pope Benedict, and I think many others before him too, said there are as many ways to heaven as there are people. And I think that's so important to remember.
Because there are a lot of opportunities. You know, when you're raising Charlie,
mm-hmm.
Elise, and you know, there might be moments there where Charlie's moving in one direction and you're moving in another, but that the patience, the love, that's poured out, that I've certainly seen myself in you give. That's the everyday holiness that I think we sometimes gets discounted, not just in terms of motherhood, but in a work environment. You know, you're a teacher, you're both in offices, and sometimes what's that like in dealing with different people, and are there opportunities for holiness in that?
Yes. every day. Every day. Going back to what you said earlier, holding your tongue or, you know, saying, but, you know, not just in the negative sense, but, you know, saying, giving someone a pat on the back, mm-hmm. you know, letting them know that they've done a good job, being a joyful presence in a situation where things can be really negative, reminding folks that, you know, there is a positive outcome to something, or, you know, taking someone to lunch.
Constructive criticism, double checking your email before you click send. I think there's like so many little things, right?
Mm-hmm.
Taking someone out to lunch, that's a good one, though. How many times at work do we just eat at our desk? Or
mm-hmm. Yeah, how many times, folks, you know, that are listening to this podcast right now and have their headphones on and you're eating their lunch and not talking to anyone, take off your headphones. finish the podcast first, but take off your headphones. and, you know, talk to your neighbor, say hello, congratulate them on something that has happened, and spreading joy, I think, is something that is often tossed aside as not being important, especially when talking about holiness. But the impact that that can have on someone's life in that moment, in that day, you don't know what they're going through or what they are experiencing at work or wherever they are in their life. And the fact that you've gone out of your way to say something good or do something good or present them with a positive situation, you don't know what the impact will be.
Well, or the competitiveness that's there in everyday life. It's like, well, I don't want to affirm you too much because you might try and get one over on me and take advantage or whatever. And that, I think, is when we look at the Beatitudes, they're not exactly the way of thinking of the world. The meek, blessed are the meek. Who wants to be meek? Most people in our competitive environments, they don't want to be meek. They want to be strong and move ahead. And that the nice guy finishes last type of thing. I guess that's the only way you can be holy is by being last. Well,
that's true. That's a good point.
but there is that sense of what does that mean to be able to be present to another, to be affirming, and still be able to use one's talents and one's gifts in a good way. And which is another part of Gaudete et Exultate. That's a whole all discernment. And we have a whole podcast on discernment.
Yes. Was there an element of evangelization to holiness? Is there an element of that in this idea?
Because it witnesses. Person who's really holy, it's not just being pious. There's a difference between being pious and being holy. The pious person will have all the external trappings of what seems to be holy and will look a certain way, will act a certain way. And that could well be what's interiorly the case. But sometime, or maybe that's what they're hoping for.
If they look a certain way, act a certain way, then they are being holy.
Then they're being holy.
Right.
If I punch my holy stuff card enough times, then I get, in the end, it's like one, if you belong to one of those, you swipe something and you get the free something at the end. Salvation at the end. If I look pious enough, but God sees into
our
soul.
There's no reward app to get into heaven.
No, there's and God sees into our soul. Sorry. And knows, and we know. And hearing confessions for a long time now, sometimes there's that disconnect, and so there are oftentimes where I'll try and help people in spiritual direction to bring those two pieces together. Let authentically live who you are and who you're called to be by God, and people will see that. You don't have to show. They'll see your witness, and they'll recognize holiness when it's really there. People will recognize piety. Pious actions. But then after a while, they're going to see if those two things connect with one another. Is what this person's doing and how they're acting over here, are those two things aligned or not?
Pope Francis says in this that holiness shouldn't take away your energy. It shouldn't take away your vitality or your joy. And on the contrary, you become what the Father had in mind when he created you. which I think is so beautiful and really true to being your authentic holy self. It should be joyful, and that joy is what attracts people to join you in holiness.
Yeah, I think C.S. Lewis said, cheerfulness is the characteristic of true virtue. And that's exactly what Pope Francis says, that joy and a sense of humor are signs of holiness in today's world.
Well, I'm very holy then. That's very. But that's an excellent point.
No, yeah, and I mean, a sense of humor, I mean, it has to be tasteful. You have to be able to be light and humble, and I think that's what Pope Francis is getting at.
It is an important trait, and St. Vincent Pallotti would talk about cheerfulness, being cheerful and not just simply these Pope Francis and even Evangelii Gaudium talks about the sourpusses.
Yeah,
and there are plenty of those in church, mm-hmm. in church ministries, among the congregation.
No one
within
wants
a particular
sourpuss.
No, because they're just so negative. Everything is wrong. That's the thing that sometimes is very dejecting about the online world, because people talk about that email. Forget the email. It's like I'm gonna react real time. I don't care. I'm gonna just, you know, slash and burn.
No filter.
No caps. It's and what a that something that probably that same person would never say in person. And how does that make the church look? How does that make people of faith look? And it's not that we should be put on, you know, active, but even online, how are we living holiness online? Because the person you talk about evangelizing, if all a person who is not a person of faith sees is negativity and nastiness, why would they want to be a part of that group?
And even consumerism, just getting caught up in, oh, I need to have the latest like style, and like the Instagram community is very much like, look at what I bought today, and like
Prime Day.
Yes, Prime Day. And Pope Francis mentions that as well, the distraction mm-hmm. that also comes with today's world. It's very difficult to be holy, mm-hmm. But we're still called to live that in our day-to-day lives and online.
Well, I think it's interesting, folks that are, I'm not necessarily someone that, you know, posts, I don't wear my sleeve on my Facebook feed. That's what I meant. Sorry.
You wear your faith
I don't
on
wear
your
my
sleeve,
faith
on, your
on
sleeve,
my Facebook,
on your Facebook
feed,
thing.
I should
yeah,
say.
Okay, yeah, okay. We understood.
Yeah. You know, I'm not always posting about certain things, but
except for
you know,
Catholic Apostles,
of course. But when I do post something from either Catholic Apostles Center or if I'm, I don't know, there's something particularly some impactful that I want to post about, and it's not the latest, you know, Star Trek rumor or gaming thing or some political whatever. People are taken aback, and they're like, oh, I didn't know that. You know, they won't come out and say it necessarily sometimes. It's like, oh, I didn't know you were a person of faith or whatever. But it is interesting. And I think in some ways, when I was talking earlier about evangelization being a part of holiness, and we're talking about now how do you be holy online, I think reminding folks that in every aspect of your life that your faith is a part of it and that you are always striving to be, you know, more holy, posting something like that. Don't be afraid, I would say, to post, to do something like that. Don't be afraid to, you know, share your faith where you feel it's appropriate. Don't worry about how someone else is going to react in a positive way. You know, I agree with Father when nobody wants to hang out with a sourpuss, and nobody wants to constantly read, you know, angry things. But in a positive way, when you can, don't be afraid to share that and to open the conversation up for folks to, oh, I didn't know, you know, you may find someone who needed that, again, who someone who needed to read that, or someone who needed to know that there's someone else out there that's thinking in the same way they are, and that it's not always negative. I think a lot of times people will, a lot of times in the podcasting community, you know, people will make these communities around podcasts, as we encourage all of our listeners to do. But because they create a positive environment on this new platform, on this new technology, where there is so much negativity, a lot of people out there now are trying to create that positive area. And I think, you know, we all can do that through our faith.
It's being authentic to who a person is. You know, this is part of who I am.
Authenticity is a part of being holy.
Exactly. Because if a person is truly living an authentic life in faith, then people will, they will see that. They will respond to that. I shouldn't say so much see. They will respond to that. It doesn't have to be perfect, though. That's the other thing with the whole notion of holiness, or the understanding of holiness.
Am I doing
holiness right?
Ooh, I don't know if I'm going to do that right, so I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to approach it.
And that's why we have the sacraments. It's not that we're perfect. We need supernatural assistance. Pope Francis's point is he lists out all the usual things of the sacraments and retreats and so on. He said, I'm not going to get into that. We all know those things. He said, what I'm going to get into is everyday life. And can we see the little things of everyday life, really St. Therese of Lisieux in many ways, the little things of everyday life as ways to holiness. Well, it's like, oh, wow. And some of those things are not easy.
And just because a holy life has joy doesn't always mean that it'll be perfect and happy and uphill. Pope Francis says that holiness is sharing in the life of Christ. So in its deepest sense, that's his suffering on the cross. But he also talks about like his hidden life and his day-to-day ministry, like all of sharing in different aspects of Christ's life is holiness today.
That's just a thought that popped into my head about we often think of Christ's ministry with all the big things he did, but there was plenty of little stuff too. And it's just interesting, you know. It's
what
we always talk about the miracles and the this and the that, right? But there was still all that other time in there where, you know,
where he was just walking, and absolutely, that was only 3 years. What about the 30? Yeah,
right,
building
right.
Tables.
The hidden life of Jesus. Talk about the little things.
Yeah, I but
being nice to his mother.
You know, it's a flabbergasting thought now that I'm thinking about it. Right, I get 3 years worth of all of these big things, and we constantly are. You know, not this is bad, right? But we talk about and we read about and we hear about at church. But I think we can sometimes forget that the other 30 years, or the times where he was in the woodshop, or walking along, or talking to anyone, how he interacted with others, and we would assume all of those times were, you know, he was doing the same things we're doing. That's a flabbergasting thought. Mm-hmm. I leave you with that.
Yeah. Well, Pope Francis says duplicity is not Christian, and he also talks about like the perils of a double life. We kind of hinting at this earlier when we were talking about how pious is not necessarily holy.
Instagram feed is not your real life.
Talking about like social media too, like who we portray we are versus who we actually are, and creating an integrated and authentic life in all aspects of our life. So, like, maybe we don't need to post, like, 30 holy articles and prayers every day, but there should be some sense of integration, and I'm not, like, changing my appearance on social media, or I'm not changing my appearance in person. Like, I'm who I am.
In all aspects.
In all aspects, and I try to be rooted in Christ in all aspects of my life. Because duplicity is just so lethal in the spiritual life. Kind of creating these two different personalities, and you're one way with one group of people, and you're one way with another group of people, and it's just so tempting to fall into. I'm with a group of colleagues, so I need to act this certain way. I'm with a bunch of my buddies, so we're gonna on the golf course, we're going to act this certain way. I'm going to go try to visit my parents. I haven't seen my parents in a while. I'm going to go visit them, and I'm going to be this type of person.
Mm-hmm.
And then you forget who you really are. So just rooting every aspect of your life in Christ and being authentic across Instagram, no matter who you're talking to, who you're with, I think is really important.
It's very true because when we're looking at that, how do we go about that? Do we do that as, do we think that there's going to be a point where, okay, now I'm holy?
No.
Yeah.
I've gotten to this point. Okay, I now can check the holiness box.
It goes back to your punch card, right? I've punched all my boxes. What's next?
And it's a lifelong project that doesn't end until we come to the end of our lives. And then even after that, we have the doctrine of purgatory, where if we're not
the cleansing fire,
you know, if we're not fully prepared for the fullness of God in heaven, we still have more. There's still more, but that's the tremendous mercy and love of God that's working with us always, and is helping us through the sacraments, through the community of faith, through what we go about, live, how we live our lives, that move us in that direction. But it's a lifelong project, and I think that's the thing that is also something that Pope Francis points out, and tries to assist people and recognize, like, don't get too, because people will get very, very worried, especially when they're working on their spiritual lives, and they want to see it happen fast. I want to get to this point. And there's that almost as if they're going to do it themselves. They're going to make their own holiness. We're not. That's a work of God working in and through us. And we cooperate. We move along with it. And it does take...
No holiness without grace.
Right. Exactly. We have resources on Gaudete et Exultate on our resources page. There are special resources just for Gaudete et Exultate, because we have done some different pieces about that. We have a webinar. We have Facebook Live related to that. And we also have some blog posts and some other, you know, around the topic of holiness. Even one of our e-books has a section that's on holiness. That is worth taking a look at some of those blog posts. That's at CatholicApostolateCenter.org.
Yeah, you can find more information about what we're talking about today, what we've talked about on other podcasts. You can find all of our podcasts online at CatholicApostolateCenter.org/podcasts. You can check out our resources there. Be sure to follow us on social media. On Twitter at Cath Apostle CTR. That's Cath Apostle CTR. And we're on YouTube, Pinterest, Instagram as well. Check us out there. Be sure to follow us and share with your friends. And if you can, make sure you share and rate the podcast 3 to 5 stars, whatever you feel. Nothing lower than 3. And be sure to pass along when you can and help us spread holiness.